Well, speaking of the Sox and American pastimes, I'm a big baseball fan, and I've collected baseball cards for a long while, and got to visit my family on that trip again, and my nephew showed me his baseball card collection. Brings out binders. The mythic sporting images are not perspiring in their plastic prophylactics. No cartage is bent or chipped. No gunpowder stains are showing. They're like bugs on pins, or encased in amber, perfectly preserved and perfectly dead. As he proudly points out the value of his latest page, my mind flashes back to the two battered shoeboxes now stashed in my closet, carrying the dust from many of my lives. My cards, once complete sets, 67 and 68, all tattered and scratched, marked in pen, charting the trades and transformations. Me and Danny, we would play out a 187-game season with our teams, keeping statistics. We took over my TV room, his den, masking tape bases, our trombone cases, making the walls of the house that Ruth built, the home of the Braves.
Take me out to the ballpark. My butt is hot and sweaty, stuck up with the imprint of the seat. My shoulders are burnt and my eyes can't find the ball. It smells like a beer and a pound of salty popcorn with the hairy back in front of me screaming at the ump, "You must be freaking blind, you fat ass!" And the bat cracks back, 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 back. The crowd lights up like a horny dog. All the faces smiling, clad in tank tops with sweaty caps on their buzzed heads, and boys honing in on the biggest tits in the park between innings as I engulf some cheese whiz on soggy, salty chips with jalapenos, and I have a serious buzz coming on. The 10-year-old, who weighs about 300 pounds, steps on my foot as he fumbles to the john. As I muffle a scream and wipe the cheese whiz on my shorts, I remember why I came.
With a button ball, we would slide the pitch, roll the dice, and wear out the knees in many pants, sliding our cards after them. Now, four decades later, I can still see the muscular arms of Aaron. Bat on shoulders, a regular for my guys. Top right edge torn from bouncing off the walls. Backside stats worn smooth for speed and swiftness. A sure threat to steady base with the right wrist action. My last card in 67 was Mantle. I'd amassed doubles and triples by the score, cutting the rookie cards and taping them on to expand the roster. And then I got him. A headshot. Mickey Mantle. A face looking stupid. I had him before Danny did. Kept him for reputation, then dove into the treasure Danny's uncle bestowed. Gil Hodges. Ted Williams. Whitey Ford. I got the doubles, and going to beat that, I hit the library, tearing the pictures from the history books, wrapping my doubles with Ty Cobb, Satchel Paige, Josh Gibson.
I see the godly sight. It takes me back to the ticket counter, and the moment I said, "Hey, honey, let's go to the game." Tight, round, and innocently bending for a ball is the butt. The dirty, dusty, million-dollar baseball butt. Sure, the home runs are neat, and yeah, the wave is fun in a weird kind of way, but nothing beats a butt in tight, white baseball pants, screaming, "Stare at me! Sit and sweat for me! Come back and see me!"
We expanded to the minors, the Mud Hens and Bees, Pioneer League Specials, Boise, Spokane, the Negro Leagues, Kansas City Monarchs, Homestead Grays. We had a card for the commissioner, Ford Frick, and even umpires. And later, when we were older, cheerleaders taken from Playboy. If we were going to explore the off-field dimensions of the game, money was beside the point. It was a way of life that we were after, and when we saw our baseball cards, they were alive.
And as that last butt jogs off to the locker room, I think of wet players popping each other with white towels, and on that long trek to the car, I shove my hand in my husband's back pocket, and I remember why I married him. Because he's smart.